So as it has been already said, my name is Margo.
Jumal, palume selle praegu jutluse, selle sõna sinu kätte.
So Lord, we give this word into your hands as well.
Püha vaim, tule kasuta mind.
Holy Spirit, come and use me.
Te kuulate süda lahti.
And open the eyes of these listeners here.
Ja ma palun, et see ehitaks üles sinu kuningriiki.
And I believe this will build up your kingdom.
Ja see tooks au sinule, Jeesus Kristus, meie Issand.
And it will bring glory to your name, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Me oleme siis Filipplaste kirjas.
So we are in the letter of Philippians.
Ja nüüd me oleme neljanda peatüki juures, mis on siis viimane siis osa sellest seeriast.
And we have reached chapter 4, which is the last one in this book.
Täna on proovin mitte teha pikka jutlust.
I'm trying not to do a long sermon here.
Aga see võib-olla on selline amps nagu tahkemat rooga.
But it will be like one bite of some solid food.
Mis aitaks meid meie usu elul.
That will help us in our spiritual walk.
Me oleme juba rääkinud, et see Paulus kirjutas selle kirja, kui ta oli vanglas Roomas. So
we have said before that Paul wrote this letter in prison in Rome.
Ja siin kirjas on hästi palju nagu räägitud rõõmust.
And this letter is full of joy, speaking of joy.
See on nagu rõõmukiri.
This is the letter of joy.
Ja see on märkimisväärne, me tuleme selle juurde ikka jälle tagasi täna ka.
And it's, you know, it's remarkable, we have come back to this again and again today as well.
Ja kui me alustasime sellega, et see on nagu rõõmukiri, siis me tahaks ka sellega tegelikult lõpetada selle seeriat.
Yeah, and when we started that with that this is the letter of joy, we would like to end on the same note.
Aga neljandas peatükis, kui me oleme selle lahti teinud.
And so when we open chapter 4.
Ja esimesest salmist ma tahaksin lugeda kohe.
And I'd like to read from verse 1.
Nii siis, mu armsad, igatsetud vennad, minu rõõm ja au pärg, püsige nõnda Issandas armsad.
Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.
Siin on näha ja terves selles kirjas on näha, et Paulus väga armastab ja hoolib filiplastest.
And it's clear throughout this whole letter that Paul really cares for and loves the church in Philippi.
Ja Paulusel on üks selline lähedane suhe filiplastega.
And he has this close relationship with the Philippians.
Et ta ei kirjuta neile nagu eemalt mingi targutades, vaid ta kirjutab neile kui tõesti lähedasele perekonnale.
He's not writing to them far off like with clever words, but he's writing to them as somebody who's close like a family.
Ja me teame, et Paulus kirjutas seda, mida püha vaim talle südamesse pani ja mida ta mõtles.
And we know that Paul was writing what the Holy Spirit gave him in his heart and what he was thinking about.
Ja üldiselt tal on Filipplast üle väga hea meel.
And generally he's very happy for the Philippians.
Ja ma arvan, see on põhjusega, ta on Filipplast üle hea meel talle.
And I think there is a reason why he's so glad with them.
Kui ta kirjutab Galaatlastele, siis Galaatia koguduse ta alustab teises toonis selles üldse, et noomib neid seal enamasti.
And when he's writing to Galatians, it's a little bit different. He's telling them off as well.
Et Paulusel on Filipplastest hea meel.
And Paul is very happy with the Philippians.
Ja kui ma seda ette valmistasin, siis ma tundsin vaimus ka seda, et
when I was preparing for this, I felt in my spirit.
Et Jumalal on ka hea meel meis siin Amazing Grace kogudusest.
I felt that God is really happy with us here in Amazing Grace Church as well.
Ja see ei ole mingi pidi niimoodi, et et seda on ilus öelda koguduse kohta.
It's not just something that is nice to say of a church.
Vaid ta mõtleb ka seda.
I really believe he believes it.
Ja mitte sellepärast, et me oleme niipidi mingid tublid või targad või usinad.
And it's not because we are like smart or good or really busy.
Me oleme paremad kui teised kogudused.
Or we better than other churches.
Vaid Jumal vaatab armastuseks sellepärast meie peale, et me oleme siia inimese kogunem, kes me igatseme otsida Jumalat.
And God looks upon us with love because we have gathered here people who are seeking him.
Ja see nagu ei tule kergelt inimesi kuidagi.
And it's not easy for people to come here.
Aga Aga siia tulevad inimesed, kellel on igatsus ja janu nagu enamaks minna sügavuti rohkem Jumalaga.
But there's people here who are ready for more, who want to go deeper with the Lord.
Ja see oli nagu üks selline, nagu üks peamine omaduse põhjus, mille pärast Jumal vaatab nagu armastusega praegu meie peale, me koguduse peale siin, sest me oleme janusetama järele.
And this is the reason why God is looking upon this church with love. The main reason is because we are thirsty for him.
Mõtlesin, ma toon selle siis selle tunnetuse teile edasi ka kogudusel praegu.
And I thought I'll bring this sense, I'll give share it with you as well.
Siis neljandas peatükki neljandas salmis, kui me läheme siit edasi.
So chapter 4, verse 4.
See on mingi pidi kuulus salm, mida palju kristlased teavad.
And it's a famous verse, a lot of Christians know it.
Olge ikka rõõmsad issandas, taas mütlen, olge rõõmsad.
Rejoice in the Lord always, again I will say rejoice.
Rõõm issandas.
The joy in the Lord.
Ja siis ma hakkasin mediteerima selle sõna rõõmu üle.
And I started just meditating on this word joy.
Ja küsime ise enda käes ka.
And I'm asking myself as well.
Ja on olemas, me teame, et on olemas nagu vaimne osa meist ja on olemas ka lihalik osa meist.
We know that there is a spiritual part to us and there is also the flesh.
Aga mis on, on ka kolmas osa meis, mis on hingeline osa.
But there is a third part and that is the soul.
Ja me ei tee seda lahti, aga heebrelaste neljandas peatükis on kirjutatud, et Jumala sõna on nagu terav, mis kahe terav mõõk, mis siis eraldab hinge ja vaimu.
And you don't have to open this, but in Hebrews chapter 4, it does say that the word of God is like a double-edged sword, sharp enough to cut between soul and spirit.
Nii et, kui ma mõtlesin selle rõõmu üle,
So when I was thinking of this joy,
siis Paulus mõtleb siin enne kõike vaimset rõõmu.
So Paul is talking about here the spiritual joy.
Ja see on tänapäeva kristlastel läheb nagu tihti peale sassi, mis on hingeline rõõm ja mis on vaimne rõõm.
And you know, today the Christians, they very often confuse this, what is the spiritual joy and what is the soulish joy.
Ja see on samamoodi minu sees ka.
And it's the same with me.
Me ikka otsime mingitest, ütleme, asjadest rõõmu oma elus.
So we are seeking joy in different things in our lives.
Ja me teeme erinevaid asju, võtame ette erinevaid asju.
And we, you know, put ourselves through different things we do.
Ja plaanime erinevaid asju.
And we plan different things.
Igatseme erinevaid asju.
We desire different things.
Minul iluti tuli üks selline huvitav nagu igatsus südamesse mõnda aega elanud.
And recently this desire started growing in my heart.
Et ma igatseksin, et mul oleks nagu mingi maa, maja või maa koht väike. Rahulikus ma saaks olla ja minna.
So I started the desiring that I would have this little country house somewhere small, where it would be peaceful and I could go there.
Ma proovisin Jumala ka nagu kuidagi seda promoda. Et see on, noh, see on koht, kui ma olen rahus ja ma otsin sind ja võibolla tuleb mingi vennad ja vendlus ja...
And I tried to convince God as well, you know, promote this to him. Like, look, you know, it's a place where I can go and seek you because it's peaceful and I can take the brothers, it will be some brotherhood there.
Ja ma olen nagu krunte vaadanud ja nii ena hoidnud silmad nagu lahti.
And I've been looking at different plots and I've kept my eyes open.
Ja samas, kui ma lähen nagu Jumal ette sellega ja nagu katsun Jumal, panen Jumal ette selle plaani ja mõtte maha.
And when I go to God with this and I put this plan down in front of his feet.
Siis selles on nagu päris palju sellist hingelisust ja minu hingesest igatsust.
And a sense that there is a lot of this sort of soulish desire.
Ja selles suhtes isenest ei ole see halb asi, tahta ingelisi asju ja teha ingelisi asju ja tunda rõõmu sellest.
In itself is not wrong to want soulish things and do soulish things and rejoice in them.
Aga meie vaim peab olema alati mingit pidi kontrollimas meie hingelisi soove ja mõtteid.
But our spirit has to always be in control of our soulish desires and thoughts.
See käib peaaegu kõikide meie elu valikute elu olukordade kohta.
And this actually affects every single one of our decisions in our life.
Ja. Ahto enne mainis, et seal koguduses raske olla nagu.
And Ahto was saying before that it's hard to be in this church.
Aga samas ta on otsustanud, et on siin.
But he has decided that he will stay there.
Ja see on nagu vaimne tasand, sa vaimselt otsustab mingi hingelise möllu üle, mis su sees käib.
And this is like making a spiritual decision over something that's going on in your soul.
Et see jääks meil meelde, et meil on olemas see hingeline pool, mis on väga tugev mootor meie sees.
And just let us remember that in us there is this soul that is a very powerful engine within us.
Aga mida meil on vaja vaimus läbi katsuda kontrollida, mida see hing toodab meie sees.
But in spirit we have to test and control what this engine is producing within us.
Ja enamasti need on head asjad, mis me igatseme ja me vajame.
And usually they are good things that we need and we desire.
Me käisime perega pildistamas just hiljuti.
So we went to this photo shoot with our family recently.
Panime Facebookiga pildid üles ja...
And we put the photos on Facebook.
Ja mingi pidi on pildistamine on ilus asi. Sa,
it's a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Sa nagu tähistad Jumala ees, et see on, et sul on pere, see on sinu väärtus.
So you celebrate in front of the Lord, you have a family, this is one of the values you have.
See on tegelikult Jumala õnnistus sinu ümber.
It's God's blessing around you.
Ja tõesti, see on põhjus, millest tunda rõõmu.
And it's something to rejoice in.
Ja ma arvan, järgmine aasta me võiks jälle minna pildistama.
And I think next year we should go on a photo shoot again.
See on hea asi.
It's a good thing.
Samas, kui meil sellist asju tuleb ikka jälle nagu rohkem mingi pidi, meie elus on neid asju jälle palju, mis meid nagu on tore ja ta on, teeb meie hingeliselt rõõmu.
At the same time, when more and more of these things come that are like nice and it brings us joy in our soul.
Siis me peame vaimselt ikkagi läbi katsuma ka neid asju, et kas nad on nagu puhtad ja kas need on nagu hea neid Jumala ees nagu nendega minna edasi ja neid nagu enam omada.
So we do have to test these things also in our spirit that are they, you know, pure in God's sight and is it something that he will have us go forward with.
Ja minul on oma, miks ma seda ka räägin, isiklikus elus üks igatsus, et ma igatsen enam liikuda vaimus.
And I'm saying this because I have this desire within me in my personal life to move more in the spirit.
Et mu elu on liiga lühike, et lihtsalt seda nagu hingeliselt lihtsalt elad ära või.
So my life is too short to just live it in the soul.
Need, kui Paulus ütleb ka, et tundke rõõmu, siis ta mõtleb enne kõike seda vaimset rõõmu, mis tuleb Jumalast.
So when he says here rejoice, he's talking about the spiritual joy that comes from the Lord.
Sest muud elu olukorrad, nagu näha Paulusel, need võisid olla või mitte olla.
And the other circumstances in our life, like we see from Paul, you might have good ones or bad ones.
Need me ei saa nagu sellel oma rõõmu rajada, et so, vaat kui mul on see auto või see asi.
So we cannot base our joy on these things in our life. I have this car or I have this other thing.
Või see hea haridus või...
I have this good education.
Või isegi see abikaasa või...
Or this spouse or...
Jah. Et me oleme siin palju ka rääkinud enne selle suremisest, et see on osa nagu selles ka.
And we've spoke about this a lot. You know, you have to die to yourself. And this is part of this.
Nii et jällegi, meie rõõm saab olla pühas vaimus ja vaimne rõõm. See on sügav rõõm ja jääv rõõm.
And our joy can be in the Holy Spirit. It's a deep joy and it's in the Spirit.
Ja see on see, mis kestab ja kannab meid elust läbi.
And this is what will last and this will carry us through this life.
Ja see jutt kõlab natukene nagu võtaks võibolla kommi ära nüüd kellegi käest, et ära tunne nagu rõõmu asjadest, hingelistest asjadest.
And this talk, it can sound a little bit like taking a candy away from the kid, you know, do not rejoice in the soulish things.
Siis ta ütleb neljanda peatüki lõpus.
And he says in the end of the fourth chapter.
19. salmis.
Verse 19.
Külmu Jumal täidab kõik teie vajadused oma rikkust mööda kirkusega Kristuses Jeesuses.
And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
Ja siin on just, ta ütleb siin kõik teie vajadused.
And he says here all of your needs.
Mitte osa meie vajadustest.
Not just some of them.
vaid kõik meie vajadused.
But all of them.
Ja teine osa sellest meie vajadused.
And the other part of this is it's our needs.
Mitte kõik meie soovid.
It's not all our wishes.
Et see on nagu väga oluline meeles hoida, et Jumal täidab kõik meie vajadused.
And it's very important to remember that God will fulfill all of our needs.
Ja siin on veel öeldud oma rikkus mööda kirkusega Kristus Jeesuses, mis nagu viitab sellele, et see on auks Kristusele.
And it does say here also that it's according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So it does say that it is for the glory of Jesus.
Nii et me võime nagu julgelt elada.
So we can live boldly.
Ja eriti kui me oleme vaimus liigume.
And especially when we move in the spirit.
Ja me teeme ka vahet, kus on minu vajadus, kus läheb minu soov.
And we can distinguish where is my need and where is my wish.
Et siis me võime nagu julgusega elada Jumala ees. Et Jumal, mul on seda näiteks vaja, seda tugev, seda asja.
So then we can live boldly in front of the Lord. Lord, I do need this thing.
Ja see toob ka mingit pidi sellist rõõmu ja rahume südamesse.
So this will bring a joy and peace in our hearts.
Kui siin on nagu öeldud, et olge rõõmsad, siis rõõmu väga lähedane tähendusväli on ka tegelikult rahu.
And you know, it does say here be rejoice, but very close to joy is also peace.
Ja selgelt, et muretsemine on miski, mis röövib rõõmu ja rahu.
And clearly worrying is something that steals this joy and peace from us.
Et Paulus ütles veelgi, et ärge muretsega.
So Paul says again, do not worry.
Kõik teie vajadused saavad kaetud.
All of your needs will be fulfilled.
Et see on miski, mis annab meile kindluse Jumalas.
This is something that will give us confidence in the Lord.
Rõõmu Jumalas.
It will give us joy in the Lord.
Ja Paulus palus just oma väga armastatud filiplastele rõõmu sellepärast, et...
And Paul was praying for joy for his beloved Philippians because...
Sellepärast, et rõõm on enam kui isegi rahu, usk ja teised asjad.
Because joy is even more than just peace and faith and other things.
Rõõm on miski, mis on nagu aktiivseks teeb meid, mis paneb meid lootma.
And joy is something that makes us active and it makes us hope.
Rõõm on miski, mis paneb meid vaatama ette poole, igatsema, mida Jumal teeb.
And joy is something that makes us look forward and makes us desire to see what God is doing.
Mis hoiab meid nagu aktiivsena.
That keeps us active.
Ja seda just Paulus soovibki Filippi kogudusele, keda ta nii väga armastab.
And this is what Paul is wishing for the church in Philippi, who he loves so much.
Ise kui tema on vanglas.
Even though he is in prison.
Aga kogudus oleks aktiivselt loodaks ja liiguks edasi.
So that at the same time the church could be very active and full of hope.
Need see rõõm pühas vaimus.
So this joy in the Holy Spirit.
On ka miski, mida ma igatsen meile siin, ise endale.
It's something that I desire for us here and for myself.
See on midagi väga sellist aktiivset.
So it's something really active.
See ei ole passiivne.
It's not passive.
Ja sellepärast on ka Paulus nii palju sellest rääkinud, et see on nagu nii hea asi kogudusele.
And that is the reason why Paul is talking about it so much that it's a good thing for the church.
Ja hetke pärast ma palvetan ka, et me võiksime kogeda seda rõõmu pühas vaimus.
And in a moment I will pray that we may experience this joy in the Holy Spirit.
Mis on kindel.
That it's confident, it's clear.
Mis on nagu selline jätkusuutlik.
It will last.
Yeah. Ja mis on nagu sügav.
And it's very deep.
See on nagu mingi suur selline sügav või lai jõgi, mis me kujutame kusagil, ma ei tea, Afrikus või kusagil voolab.
It's like this really deep and wide river you can imagine flowing like some of these in Africa.
Aga enne veel, kui me palvetan, et võime olla hetkeks tasa ja...
So before I pray, why don't we remain quiet for a moment?
Ja mõtleme ka selle üle, et kus on vaja ka lisaks sellele, et tunnetada ära seda vahet, kus on see hingeline ja vaimne mingid võitlused mu sees ja soovid.
So we can just discern also what is spiritual within us and what is soulish and what are these battles.
Jääme hetkeks vaikseks, võtame mingi minuti ja mõtleme selle üle.
Let's take this minute and let's think about this.
Jumal, ma palun.
God, I pray.
Igal ühele meile.
For each one of us.
Et sinu sõna ja sinu vaimu puudutus.
That your word and the touch of your Holy Spirit.
Võiks alati tulla meil appi ja eristada hingelist vaimsed meie sees.
Would always come and help us discern between the soul and the spirit within us.
Jumal, ma palun ka, et me võiksime vaimus kontrollida alati oma elu.
So I pray that in the spirit we could always be in control of our lives.
Meie hingelise ja meie kehalise nagu poole üle.
You know, be in charge of our soul and our flesh also.
Jumal, ma palun eriti, et sa võiksid meid täita praegu oma rõõmuga.
And I pray that you would fill us with your joy.
Sina oled öelnud, et sinu kuningriik on rõõm ja rahu pühas vaimus.
You have said that the kingdom of God is the joy and peace in the Holy Spirit.
Jumal, tule praegu üle loomulikult.
Come now supernaturally, Lord.
Ja täida oma rõõmuga meid.
And fill us with your joy.
Sügavuti.
And very deeply.
Ja kindlalt.
And very surely.
Jumal, me igatseme tunda sinu rahu ja elada sinu rahus.
Lord, we desire to know your peace and to live in your peace.
Ja olla samas rõõmsad.
And be happy at the same time.
Sisemiselt täidetud rõõmuga.
Be filled with joy within.
Mis viib me kõigest läbi.
That can take us through all of it.
Jumal, seda ma palun.
And I pray this, Lord.
Me kõigi jaoks ja me kõigi peale sinu pühavaim võiks nagu tuua oma rahu ja rõõmu.
For all of us, Lord, that your Holy Spirit might come and bring your joy and your peace.
Ja palun seda kõike me issanda Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
And I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.